Newspaper Guild members and the owners of the Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News, and Philly.com will meet tomorrow with a federal negotiator. It's a final negotiating session before the current contract ends. Around 100 union members rallied in front of the company's headquarters today, gearing up for what would be the Guild's first strike in Philadelphia in 30 years. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the latest rift between the union and the media company has been simmering for months.
We've had enough givebacks. There'll be no more.
Inquirer food editor Maureen Fitzgerald agrees. She's not ready to accept the deal that the Philadelphia Media Network is offering because it doesn't go far enough to protect employees from layoffs. And she says the company is asking workers to pay too much of their health insurance costs.
It's horrible. Nobody wants a strike. I don't want a strike. I don't think any of the members want a strike. But we just feel, you know, like, what else do you want from us? We've done everything. We've won awards. We've worked so hard. We've had to make up for all the layoffs.
The Guild's contract runs out Saturday night. If newsroom employees decide to strike on Sunday, company spokesman Amy Buckman says the paper will still come out. She wouldn't elaborate on the contingency plan other than saying the company has one.
We have an obligation to our readers, to our advertisers, and frankly, it's the goal of the company to stay in business.
In the event of a strike, the company will provide security for those who cross the picket line to work. And strikers will be able to return to the newsroom once the contract is resolved. But the company has said that not everyone will have a job waiting for them. Other unions, meanwhile, representing truck drivers, machine operators, and cleaning services, are ready to sign new contracts. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.